Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written two best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
Gained $100,000 twice after losing it. So you clearly understand the principles of making money. This is, we don't have to guess this. That's the harvest of your situation. This is science now. This is something that happened. It grew out the ground. You know how to do it. So understanding the principles of money. How important, and you touched on it, but we want to go deeper in it. How important is money to you or not to you?
Honestly, money, it's really not that important to me. If you ask me, I'm going to give a big shout out right now. I'm going to get in trouble for this. If you ask me a couple years ago how important money was, I told you it would be a big motivator. I have a beautiful wife, and we're expecting a beautiful son real soon. We just bought a beautiful house to raise this amazing child. Before you know, a kid came in the picture, a wife came in the picture, the bachelor side of Nick, where I was working 22 hours a day, I was chasing the money. Right now, I fully understand that money is an avenue. It's a great thing to have. It's a luxury to have. I would love to get in a situation where, you know, for instance, my kid wants to go to Disney and I don't have to budget for it, right? We can just say, okay, we can go to Disney as long as you do A, B, and C. We went on a cruise in May, and it was a wide open, it was a huge experience for the wife and I to go on a cruise, because in May we saw all these people that budgeted for a year or two just to go on a 5-day vacation. And I was lucky enough to, you know, spend a week's salary on a cruise. And these people, good for them, they spend years to save up for this vacation. I want to be in the place where I don't have to do that. Right, I want to be free, but money is important. But you know, if you're chasing after money, you're doing it all wrong.
Hi guys, welcome back to Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are still here with Nick. Nick said something a couple of episodes ago that struck me. He said that he had the education, he had the military background, he had the job, you know. On paper, he was successful, but it wasn't his potential. So, not a question to Nick, but a question to the audience. Are you skating in success and dying in your potential?
Okay, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going to let him. Are you skating in success or dying in your potential?
That's huge, right? Again, going back to the power of the mind, right? Yeah. And I think everything ties into, you know, your mind. Everything ties into the people you surround yourself with, the thoughts you put in your head, the words that come out. You know, if you're following me on social media, you see sometimes I post stuff that might seem a little sketchy. Like, is this guy racist, right? Is this guy sexist? Is he a homophobic? I don't post stuff to anger people. I post stuff to get emotional responses out of people, to get people to think. I think that's the teacher in me, the educator in me. I love to constantly learn from other people. My father is gay, which is crazy. Mind-blowing to me, right? My father told me when I was 20 years old he was gay, and I learned to love him and to love his husband, and that's a huge thing for me. So again, I'm focused on the positivity in my mind. I'm focused on my future, my full potential, my success. And success has changed now that I've become a little bit of a family man. Yes, I don't want my wife to be able to, I don't want her to work. Right, I want her to enjoy time with the child. We just got a nice car, a beautiful car, for her. I got it for her, And that's an amazing thing. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that 2 years ago, to buy another person a car, and here you go, beautiful, fully loaded vehicle. And that's all because I'm focused on my success. I'm focused on my potential as well. Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written 2 best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
Hi, guys. I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.